With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Courthouses are being told to prepare for possible security threats as the presidential election approaches. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
The nation's judges are being warned that courthouses could face security threats as the November election approaches. The warning was issued by a top security official in the federal judiciary who noted security concerns related to events and incidents connected to the upcoming election, including recent suspicious letters sent to state officials. Courts were encouraged to discuss potential local threats with law enforcement and review protective measures. Greg Clugston, Washington.
More than 60 people dead across the southeast as a result of Hurricane Helene. Millions are in the dark. Newport, Tennessee resident Jonah Wark says flooding from the hurricane forced them to evacuate, but they waited too long and had to be rescued by first responders.
It was very scary. Definitely a scary moment. But as we still have the frame of the house, everything inside, there was probably 3 feet of water on the inside. I mean, everything, we're going to have to throw everything out, restart, but we got a frame. We got a frame and a roof, and that's what matters.
Helene blew ashore in Florida's Big Bend region as a Category 4 hurricane late on Thursday. Hezbollah confirms a seventh senior leader killed this weekend in Israeli airstrikes. It's happened over the course of a little over a week. The announcement comes as the terrorist group is reeling from the killing of its supreme leader, Hassan Nasrallah, last week. Now we have word that Israeli military officials say dozens of aircraft have attacked Houthi targets in Yemen, as Israel seems to be unleashing attacks on all the major terror groups in the region simultaneously. This is SRN News. A new poll from the AP NORC Center for Public Affairs shows that a solid majority of Hispanics in this country believe that abortion should be legal in most or all cases. This fact holds no matter what the religious affiliation of a Hispanic American happens to be. According to the poll, about 40% of them identify as Catholic, about one-third as Protestant or other Christian, and about one-quarter as religiously unaffiliated. The percentage of Hispanics in this country is growing, thanks in large measure to illegal immigration. A federal judge has ruled that more than 8,000 Catholic employers nationwide can ignore the Biden administration's regulations aimed at promoting abortion. In a sharply worded order, U.S. District Judge Daniel Traynor of North Dakota granted a preliminary injunction to the Catholic Benefits Association in the Diocese of Bismarck. Traynor says a rule adopted by the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission in April violates religious freedom. This is SRN News. SpaceX launches a rescue mission for the two NASA astronauts who are stuck in space until sometime next year.
Liftoff, SpaceX Crew 9.
Liftoff, Crew 9. Go SpaceX, go Falcon, go NASA.
From Cape Canaveral's Launch Pad 40 in Florida, Saturday expected to reach the International Space Station Sunday evening. SpaceX will eventually bring two stranded NASA astronauts home. Commander Nick Hay.
The Crew 9, unbreakable. We do it together.
Also aboard Russia's Alexander Gorbunov, two other astronauts got bumped to make room so that Butch Wilmore and Sonny Williams, who are stuck in space after their Boeing Starliner capsule was deemed unsafe and came back empty. They will finally return next year because of rotation schedules. I'm Julie Walker.
This is SRN News.